This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's some internet and online access news to pass on today. Apple announced over the weekend it's pulling all major VPN services from its app store over in China. VPNs are virtual private networks. They're the go-to choice for users in China trying to get around what is called the Great Firewall over there and get to websites that would otherwise be censored by the Chinese government, Facebook, YouTube, among them. That is item one. Item two is that Russia has just banned VPNs as well. Neither of those developments are good ones for companies trying to do business overseas. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Alan Evans runs a company called Fat Shark. They make hardware for drones. They have a factory in Shenzhen, China, and communicate constantly. But say he wants to share a product video on YouTube. Well, regular internet users in China can't see YouTube, so Evans set up a VPN for his company. But now he's worried that data might not be safe, so the company shares files over cellular networks.
The easiest way right now to work in China is to actually use mobile phones.
That's meant huge data costs for everyone's cell phones. He says it's worth the cost because China has a deep need to control information.
It's kind of a new form of tariff and import control that they're definitely very effectively pioneering.
Adam Siegel runs the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. He sees a trend: more states asserting more control over access to digital content.
That model's attractive to lots of countries. So Russia has been learning from China. There's a cooperative agreement on technology. I think we're going to see it continue to spread.
But Andy Rothman, investment strategist at Matthews Asia, says multinational companies today need internet-based tools to function. Restricting their access runs counter to the pro-business image China wants.
They know that if they were to effectively shut down communications for foreign firms, they'd be gone, and that's really not what they want.
What China and now Russia want to do is to stop citizens accessing illegal content. But what's illegal there might be called critical free speech here. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.